Blessed Eternal Father, we come before you this morning with hearts full of gratitude and appreciation for your goodness and mercy to every one of us, to each family, and to us in this assembly, and to your people everywhere. We are grateful for your intervention in our situations, your mercy, grace that we daily enjoy, your guidance. Thank you for your word that you have sent to us at this end of time to give us comfort, to give us living hope, Lord, to walk upon us and daily draw us closer. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, as you have made a way for us again to come to your house, the first day of this new week, you are the one that saw us through this past week. It's none of our doing, it's you. We are grateful to you. We return thanks and appreciation as we present ourselves to you, Lord, for this day, the beginning of the week. Lord, to be privileged to come to your house, we surrender ourselves this moment. Lord, asking that you be our help. You will know you have your blessings lined up for today. You are the great feeder of the sheep, and you have invited us to come and dine because you have the food for the sheep. Lord, already we are grateful, committing ourselves to you. Give us appetite, give us hunger in our heart, for it is written, blessed are they that are thirsty and hungry after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That's your promise. Allah, it's only those that are hungry and thirsty, Lord, that will be filled. And so therefore we pray for everyone for spiritual appetite, spiritual hunger and thirst in our hearts, in our souls, Master Savior, that we might draw from your divine blessings this day. Thank you, Heavenly Father. All our needs, physical, spiritual, Lord, every aspect of our life, Master Savior, the healing of our body, Holy Ghost baptism, deliverance, revelation of your word, increase of faith, higher grant, Master, speaking to the heart of the sinner, drawing backsliders to yourself, all that you, as a redeemer, Lord, all you do, may you accomplish in our midst today. May we, everyone, be touched by you. Lord, that at the end of the day, each of us will have testimony that have been in the presence of the Lord. Let this be our portion. Let nothing stand between us and you as we look unto you for mercy this hour, that you forgive our sins. And anything whatsoever the enemy can point to us and accuse him against us, may you stand for us, Lord. Thank you, Everlasting Father. We bless and we honor you. Take all the glory. The blessing will be ours and your name will be glorified. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. So we welcome ourselves to the house of the Lord this morning. As we open our Bible to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. We will read this Revelation chapter 1 to the end. And then we'll go to Revelation chapter 6. We'll read to the end as well. And then we'll go to chapter 8, verse 1. And this Revelation chapter 1, we'll read where we stand, while the remaining will be seated. All right. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, as he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, Grace be unto you and peace from his, from him, which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also I am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom of and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. Being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his ears were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun, shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. And I am he that liveth, and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. You can please be seated. Revelation chapter 6. Verse 1 to the end. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him has a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering at a conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and a three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hot not the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they heard. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth an untimely fig when she shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. The kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of an hour. The Lord bless the reading of his words. So, our God bless you. We read this different places to commence our teaching on the revelation of the seven seals. And knowing fully well that the revelation of the seven seal is not an exposition, it was a revelation given to our prophet. Revelation given to him. He saw things that he spoke about. God spoke to him about it. I read Revelation chapter 1 to create a background. And while Revelation chapter 6 is actually talking about the revelation of the seven seals. So, I want you to tie to it the revelation of the seven seals, the background. That was the first sermon. Praise be to God. The revelation of the seven seals, colon, the background. A lot of backgrounds surrounded the preaching of the revelation of seven seals. Before the prophet began to embark on the teaching, there were many things that happened. But before we go into those things, there is need for us to remind ourselves about the seven church ages. Some of us are ardent readers of the message. In other words, constantly reading. You know, if you are the type, you'll be able to flow with, you know, things that we'll be talking about. But you are just seasonal reading, a reader of the message, maybe once in a while, I will encourage you to change the pattern. I will say that there is no need to say, don't allow yourself to be distracted. It depends on the individual's interest. We are going into this because I feel led to do that. And somebody will say, hey, but these are all mysteries and the rest of it. But I want you to know fully well that the prophet mystery is, the message of God is a mystery. in its entirety is a mystery. The serpent seed is a mystery. And if a man does not believe that singular doctrine, he cannot go in the rapture. Do you agree with me? Hello, are you there? Did you hear what I said? If you heard what I said initially about the serpent seed, can you raise your hand? I said that the teaching of Abraham about the serpent seed is a mystery. I'm not supposed to shout. This thing is supposed to be loud enough for you to hear. So, I should preach seamlessly here. So, this is why there's a speaker and this microphone. Magnify my voice. So, maybe those in charge should increase the volume. I say that the teaching of the prophet on the serpent seed, that single doctrine, and not too much that it will be vibrating on. If a man in our age today does not believe that doctrine, and he says, no, I don't believe it, you cannot get through baptism of the Holy Ghost. So you cannot go in the rapture. That single doctrine of the serpent seed. I said, do you agree with me? Or do you disagree with me? If you disagree, politely, humbly, you know, maybe seeking more understanding and revelation. Can we see your hand so that we know where we start from? That doctrine, that teaching of the serpent seed, I have not believed it. I don't believe it. The way they teach it, I don't believe it. Can you raise your hand so that maybe we have to do some things about that to assist? Is anybody here like that? All right. Well, is it because we say if anybody does not believe, we're not going to rapture? Well, it is the truth. But if you don't believe it, you need to be hurt. That's the reality. Now, I came to this point to let you know that the message itself is a mystery. So preaching the message, you're preaching mystery. Whether we are preaching, whether it's evangelical, is a mystery. Because it's not the regular evangelical sermons that the people in the denomination preach. If you are going to preach evangelical sermon, you are going to talk about water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Because your evangelism is not complete if you don't talk about that. And how did we get to know that? It's a mystery revealed. It's a mystery revealed. Every part of the message is a mystery revealed. And more importantly, the prophet made us to know that this messenger, can you give us that? That the messenger of this large church will do two things. What will he do? I want, this is on the school. I want a brother to tell me two things that he will do. Hey, brother, tell us one. Then we have the sister to tell us the other one. Okay? You are putting your hand. All right? He will do two things. Tell us one of those things he will do. He will reveal the mysteries contained in the seven seals. And then, what's the other thing he will do? All right, sister. Yes. He will turn the hearts of the children to the apostolic fathers. And the prophet told us that he will reveal the mystery of the revelation in the seven seals. And the prophet went further. Oh yeah, give us. And the prophet says that it is this divinely mystery revealed truth that will literally turn the hearts of the children back to the Pentecostal fathers. The prophet said, exactly so. It is this divinely mystery revealed truth. Yes. Let's take it and repeat ourselves. Now, this messenger of Malachi 4 and Revelation 10:7 is going to do two things. One, according to Malachi 4, it will turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Two, it will reveal the mysteries of the seven thunders in Revelation 10, which are the revelation contained in the seven seals. Are you getting that? Yes. And those who say the seven thunders are not revealed. So, Revelation 10, which are the revelations contained in the seventh seal, it will be this divinely revealed mystery truth, divinely revealed mystery truth that literally turns the acts of the children to the Pentecostal fathers. Exactly so. Divinely revealed mystery truth. So, the message of the hour is a mystery. And so, whatever part anybody teaches, you are teaching mystery. And it is the mystery that brings conversion to our hearts. So, saying that mystery, you should know how to place it. Because the message itself is a mystery. When you're talking about evangelical, you are teaching a rebuke and the rest of it. You don't rebuke the way denominations rebuke. You rebuke in the light of the message. Because that is when it's going to have the right impact that it's supposed to have to change the heart of the children, to turn their heart back to the heart of the Pentecostal fathers. The message is a mystery. The prophet taught us about end-time evangelism. You go and pick that sermon. End-time evangelism. How do you go about end-time evangelism? What is the end-time evangelism? How we go about it? So, it's not the regular evangelism that people do, carry Bible and go and talk about these people. No. May the Lord be our help. We are saying that the message of the hour is a mystery, mystery written in the Bible, which God promised to reveal in the seventh church age, which is the Laodicean church age. And it is only the elected in that age that will understand it. Understand it says that we get the blessing of it. It is those ones that will get the blessings of it. All other people outside of the message, they wouldn't know anything about it. Even if they are told in a way, they will only hear it. It won't mean anything to them. So those big preachers in the denomination, the scripture we read, they read it. Yesterday we were with an old grandpa over 83 years old. I promised him I was coming to speak to him about the scripture. So we're there yesterday. So he used to belong to Christ's Chosen Church of God, the church where they used to drive away spirit out of people. He used to be there. He was highly involved in it and the rest of it. So we're talking. And at the point in time, we got to a certain scripture, you know, talking about water baptism. And he looked a little confused about it, and then we went to the rest of the scriptures. And then I mentioned certain things, the other things in the scripture. When he said, well, he always believed that a woman should not preach. He said, because he said there was a time he was telling some people, he said, but they did not believe him. He said, but he believes that he's written this Bible. He said, but why did they not see it? Why did they not see it that is written here? I mentioned Pastor Adeboye. Look, when I mentioned Pastor Adeboye, I mentioned Kumuyi. I used to be in both churches, but not so much in Deeper Life. I was a little bit in Deeper Life. But in Redeem, I was a youth leader there. So for you to know that I was highly involved, I was the youth leader in Redeem. So before I came out. Theologians, new one? They are all theologians. They have their different doctrine. What they believe. Things that are written in this Bible, contrary. So they won't see that. Because it is not for them. And they cannot preach what Brother Branham preached because they are not called to do it.
They are not called to do it. Nobody could do the job of John the Baptist, but John the Baptist alone. The Pharisees could not. And that was why it baffled them. Tell us, are you the Messiah? Are you the Christ? Remember, we are talking about background. Are you the Christ? Are you the Elijah? Are you this? Are you this? He did not answer them. He only referred them to the scripture. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. That was Isaiah chapter 40. If they knew, they should have gone back to that scripture and studied it. And then follow what he has said. But it was not given to them to see it. It was only the disciples of John that followed him. And the moment John the Baptist identified Jesus, whom he was forerunning, he had already prepared the way by preaching and the rest of it. The disciples had it. The moment he said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, his disciples left him and began to follow Jesus Christ. No other person could do it. We are grateful that we are in the truth today. We've been in error. We've been in the denomination. We know the apostles. We know the preachers. We know them. So don't be attracted to them. They can have very fine music. They can have polished scholars. Scholars that will stand on the pulpit and capture you. So, look, even when I was in Redeemed then, I used to go with what do you call it, jotter, that I will write English down. I'm telling you the truth. You will see preachers using big English. I used to have good grammar, had to my grammatical vocabulary. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not exaggerating. They speak Polish grammars there. And if you are not educated, you are cut off. You are cut off. And so, you know, but Jesus Christ came, he was preaching the common man message, using common man's language. Abraham came using common man language. Very easy to understand. Sometimes the English is too simple that it stumbles the scholars. Some of them will carry and be correcting the grammar. You use red bar and say, oh, it should not have been like this. It should have been like this. Get what's the content first. It's not because we are not educated. We know the English are not altogether correct. But is it the English that we are going to, that is benefiting us? No. You that you read it, you improve your own English on your own. So, you don't have an excuse where the sermon we listen to, the English is not correct. That's not the issue. The Bible that you read too is an old, written with old English. Thou seest. Go and write thou seest in your English today, whether you will not get zero for it. Yeah, that's it. Praise be to God. So, having said that, I want to read from Exposition of the Seven Church Ages. You search for this word. Now I said that this book of Revelation. Now I said that this book of Revelation. The reason we are moving into this part is to connect the Seven Church Ages with the Revelation of the Seven Seals. Because that is why Brabham first of all preached the revelation of the seven churches. The exposition of seven church ages before preaching revelation of the seven seals. It was God that did it like that. Because you cannot preach without an inspiration. So God brought the inspiration for the prophet and God vindicated that exposition of the seven church age book. While the prophet was preaching it, God vindicated it. That thing you are looking at was when Abraham was preaching the revelation, the exposition of the seven church ages. The church age that you're looking at up there. The condition of the ages. Praise be to God. Alright, so there's need for us to create a link between the seven church ages and the revelation of the seven seals. Because
what we are talking about, what the event that will happen, that the revelation that God made known to the prophet in the seas, happened in the seven church ages. Are you following me? Though they all fall back to the Old Testament, many things are referred to. But basically, the revelation there pertains to the seven church ages. Praise be to God. All right. Now I say that this book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus and what he is doing in the churches for those seven ages. You will recall that I mentioned at the beginning. That's another part. You might have to search for that because of time. Now, you will recall that I mentioned at the beginning of this message that this book we are studying is the actual revelation of Jesus himself in the churches. Are you there? All right. In the churches. And his work in the future ages. Then I mentioned that it takes the Holy Spirit to give us revelation, or we will fail to get it. Bringing these two thoughts together, you will see that it won't take just ordinary study and thinking to make this book real. The exposition of the seven church ages is what Brabham is talking about, not the revelation of the seven seals. The approaches of the prophet or of God to the seven church ages and to the revelation of the seven seals were different. Brabham did a lot of studies with prayer and fasting and waiting on God to speak to him when he was to preach, when he was to give teaching on the seven church ages. But when it came to the revelation of the seven seals, it was a direct revelation to him. Even contrary to the things he has jotted down on his own as a Bible scholar. Are you with me? Yes. So, but nevertheless, it does not mean that the exposition of the seven church age book is not authentic. Because after the prophet preached the revelation of the seven seals, he now used the content of the revelation of the seven seals and the subsequent sermons following the revelation of the seven seals to correct things in the seven church age book that he had previously preached. He asked Brother Levay to grammarize it for him. He was sending it back to Brabham to edit. After he has grammarized Brabham, he will send it back to Brabham. Brabham will say, okay, add this to this, add it to this. That was when, after the revelation of the seven seals has been given. So whatever, when you read the seven church age book, you are reading things that are contained in the revelation of the seven seals. Are you with me? Yes. If you study the seven church age book very well, you will see that it aligns with things in the revelation of the seven seals. Hallelujah. So that is what we are trying to do. We are trying to create a link, bring us back to the seven church age book, so that by the time we begin to talk about the revelation of the seven seals, we will not miss out. You will see when we are talking about this age, when we are talking about this age, you will now know, okay, we have talked about this initially. But surely we are not going to take our time in the seven church ages. We will just mention a few things, talk about the messengers, talk about their messages, and then we link it with the revelation of the seven seals. God bless you. Let's bow down our heads.
Bless the Lord. We thank you again this morning for giving us another opportunity to see the beginning of another week. We appreciate you, O God, for the week that just ended. Your cares, your protections, your blessings. you gave up to us in the services, in the tape service, and the rest of the services. Are going out and coming in. Thank you for daily provisions of our needs. We are very grateful to you. Lord, we have come again this first day of the week to sit at your feet to learn more of you. Thank you for the portion of the scripture that I've read. Your prophet said, everybody believes that, especially those in Christendom, they believe that the Bible is the program of the Almighty God. But it is where God vindicates his word for a particular time. That is where they always miss him. They all believe that the Messiah was coming. But when the Messiah came, and the one who forerun him came and was talking, they said he was a devil and the rest of it. Lord, we thank you because in our own day, you have sent a messenger unto us, Lord, that has brought God to the present tense. And that is where the denominations are missing it. We are very grateful to you. We are praying, Father, that the revelation that we all have need of to know what the message is all about, which will give us grace to live accordingly, that will give us finally faith, rapturally faith, maybe for every one of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for this portion that you have laid in the heart of your servant to give to us the background. As we listen, O God, the Spirit that was walking upon Brother Abraham, the blessed Holy Spirit, may walk upon every one of us and give us revelation and understanding of the sin, O God. Because he had taught us, except the Holy Ghost give you revelation, he said, you will fail to get it. It cannot be gotten in any other way. We look unto you and we pray that you be gracious unto every one of us. Bless your servant, replenish him. Be with him for the rest of the services ahead of him. May the services ahead of us, Lord, bring all of us closer to you. Meet us at the point of our needs and glorify your name. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most holy name, we have prayed with all faith that has given us.